Who likes stories? Come on, just a few of you like stories. I like stories because there's so much truth in the stories. Actually, in fact, it's a Bible story, so don't worry. There's a reference for that as well, so I won't make up the story. Okay, so all the everyone can listen to. Hopefully, there's something in the story that you can attach to and that God can minister to you in the story. The reference for that is Matthew 14. You don't have to turn your Bible there, so that's just the one day that you are off the hook if you don't have your Bible here with you. Some of you've got it on your phone. Some of you've got it in here. If you've got it in there, that's great. I mean, but nevertheless, we're just going to tell you a story about something that happened. There's a story about a king, a very important man that had a party. He decided to throw a party. How many of us like parties? I like parties, right? Come on. A party is a nice thing because we get the people together. We get some drinks together. We get food together. This is one of those parties where there was an excess of that. A lot of drinks, a lot of food, a lot of, I wouldn't say girls, but there were some girls, but we'll get to that part of the story as well. It's a very interesting story, and so they're throwing this party, they're having a good time in this party. The king decided, well, let's just invite all the important people in town. I'll just invite all my ministers, all the people from the army, all my close friends. And as they were having the party, the Bible says that just before the party took place, something else took place just before this party. The king is called King Herod, him and his wife. So they're having this party. But just before that, they heard about a man called John the Baptist. In actual fact, if you wonder what's the name of my sermon or the story this morning, is the head of John the Baptist. Okay? That's the story, the name of the story. But in actual fact, what happened just before the story took place, that the Bible says just before that, they went to the banks of the Jordan River, and they went to see a certain man called John the Baptist, because they heard about this man, this popular preacher. Everybody's going to this man. I won't call names here, but sometimes, you know, you see that in church. You hear about this guy that's coming along, and everybody wants to go there because this man's got something. If he prays for me, then I'll get healed. But anyway, in this case, I think there was a similar case. They heard about it. They heard about a lot of things that's happening. So the king and his wife is on their way to the Jordan River because we want to see what's this commotion about. Because this man would preach and thousands would come to repentance and thousands would turn from their ways. Because the Bible says that Jesus said he was one of the great, not the greatest prophet, even though John himself didn't admit that. And Jesus acknowledged that. But anyway, so they get to the Jordan River and you know, when you last Sunday I spoke about when you receive something different from what you expected. You have an opposite of. And I think that was one of those Sundays. You know, sometimes you come to church, you think you're just going to have a nice time. And you walk out of here, you didn't have so much nice time. Maybe tomorrow is going to, today is going to be one of those Sundays. Okay, no, I'm just joking. So that was one of those Sundays. They just come here with a specific mindset. They're just going to listen to this preacher that they heard about. And the Spirit of God comes upon John the Baptist, and he says to the king and his wife, listen, what you are doing is wrong. You are in an adulterous relationship. That is not on. You know, that is a bit humiliating for the king. For somebody else to address him and say to him, listen, you are wrong. For John the Baptist to say that to the king, it's wrong out there. I say in the world's eyes, okay? And suddenly the king is infuriated by that and angry. But the Bible actually draws his attention, our attention, more to his wife. That his wife was such in fury that she decided and says to daddy, Papa, we need to make a plan here. Get this man and throw him in prison. Because I don't like to hear that I'm wrong. Get him here, take him captive, throw him in prison. And we know the story that John the Baptist was thrown in prison because he spoke against